From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. So President Trump inspected the 8 prototypes for a border wall yesterday. He was in San Diego in the morning. He finished the day at a Beverly Hills fundraiser. And let's begin with a comment that he made that caught the attention of the PolitiFact California team.
If you didn't have walls over here, you wouldn't even have a country. You wouldn't even have a country. And by the way, the state of California is begging us to build walls in certain areas. They don't tell you that. And we said, no, we won't do it until we build the whole wall.
That was President Trump yesterday as he was looking at the border wall prototypes. PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols is in the studio with me to talk about that comment. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Beth. Good morning.
Actually, he made a range of comments. Even that word begging could have been fact-checked. And I know that there's a lot to look at.
He sure did. I mean, he made statements, everything from the Iran nuclear deal to the United States possibly going to Mars very, very soon, to the issue with North Korea. I mean, it was really all over the map. But we wanted to focus on something about California. There were plenty of statements about California as well.
So you focused on the comment that we just heard. If you didn't have walls over there, you wouldn't even have a country. Where do you begin fact-checking something like that?
Well, with that, I mean, you know, when we hear the state of California is begging to build walls, we started with the governor's office just to see if we could get any sort of clarity on this. And we received a statement from the governor's spokesman saying, quote, "We gave up trying to translate and fully understand the tweets and extemporaneous thoughts of the president long ago," end quote. And so essentially, they seem to be indicating they have no idea what Trump was talking about. Others were much more direct in rejecting this idea that the state of California is begging for a wall. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom said on Twitter that California is not begging for this wall and called it a waste of money.
So when the president says something like that, the governor's office is essentially saying, we're not going to respond to individual comments anymore. We're not going to specifically address what he's saying.
Right. And I think they're also maybe reflecting some frustration here in that the comment is confusing. It's just plain strange in that the state of California is part of a lawsuit right now to stop the construction of President Trump's border wall, along with an environmental group based on environmental concerns at the border. So it's really sort of a head scratcher to hear this claim that California is somehow begging for a border wall, certainly a border wall in the image that Trump is looking for. That's not to say that California politicians of all parties, Republicans, Democrats, they have supported border security and barriers at the border. That's not really been a controversial thing. I think it's the type of barrier and the way the president wants to go about it that so many Californians oppose.
In every fact check, I know you go back to the source, the organization of the source, wherever it might come from. So did you reach out to the White House?
We did. We reached out to the White House. We did not hear back from them before publication. But after publication, we did receive a statement. And they are essentially saying that there are sections. They cited one, the El Centro sector, which is an area in Imperial County, east of San Diego, where they say that leadership within the El Centro sector, and I'm assuming they mean federal leadership, has made great efforts to collaborate with local and state authorities to address any issues during construction. And they're citing a 2-mile, what they call, wall replacement project near Calexico, again, in Imperial County. They're saying that the structure there in Calexico is being replaced with a 30-foot-high bollard-style wall. Again, not exactly what President Trump is proposing. So they're citing that as an example of cooperation, and that may be so. There may be local officials there that are supporting that, but that's a big leap to say that the state of California is begging for a wall. We just did not see evidence for that.
So did you rate this comment?
We did. We gave this our most severe rating of pants on fire. Just again, even I think with what we received here today, that after publication, which we're going to look into a little bit deeper, we don't see evidence in any way proving that California has this great desire to do what Trump wants to do. And even if you were to say that he means California as a whole, the population, polls show that the vast majority of California's likely voters also oppose what Trump has proposed.
I want to note also, Chris, that he attacked a number of people, made comments about a number of people. He, of course, talked about the governor of California, who he called a good man that he had known a while back. There's more history there.
That's right. He attacked Governor Jerry Brown. He attacked Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf. And, of course, California and largely California's Democratic leaders have been opposed to President Trump and his policies. Trump has obviously taken a very aggressive stance when it comes to immigration. And these are just policies that don't mesh really in any way with what California's Democratic leaders are supporting today.
That's President Trump now, but he's donated to some of their campaigns in the past, hasn't he?
He has. He's donated, and this is years ago now, but politicians such as now current U.S. Senator Kamala Harris and past campaigns of hers, he's donated to her, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, Jerry Brown. Some of these donations have been returned, so there's certainly a different feeling now about Trump. But yes, he's, sort of changed skins in a little bit of a way where he really was a supporter of many, many politicians. Now, of course, as a Republican president, he's in a different position.
I'll add that on the website, some of the things that he said yesterday are statements he's made in the past, and you've fact-checked them before.
That's right. There's our national team, PolitiFact, looked at something that Trump essentially repeated when he was in San Diego. He made a comment about the border wall helping stop drugs flowing into the country. That's something that PolitiFact has looked at, and they actually found that the vast majority of drugs that the Mexican cartels bring into the United States come through vehicle smuggling, through legal ports of entry. So there are experts out there that are sort of concerned and don't see this wall doing what the president says it will, because it's just more complicated than he leads on.
You're listening to PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols, who's based here at Capital Public Radio. Let's talk about a story that you did about the ICE spokesman resigning. And this has to do with a comment that 800-some immigrants would have or might have been arrested had not Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf given everybody a heads up that there were going to be ICE raids.
Right. This was an operation that took place last month, and there were, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 200 arrests. But after that operation, you had people such as ICE Director Thomas Homan and then later Attorney General Jeff Sessions say that because Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf warned residents that there was an operation coming, that ICE was prevented in arresting 800 people. And so when we heard that, when we heard Attorney General Jeff Sessions say that in Sacramento last week, we asked ICE about that and how they got that number, where it came from. And the ICE spokesman here in question today, James Schwab, I spoke with him and he told me, he was getting a lot of questions about that and he just didn't have anything to back that up at the moment. He was requesting more information from ICE headquarters. But nothing ever was relayed to us. He never was able to find any information to support that. And then we found this week that he had quit, saying that he didn't want to be a part of an operation that was putting out misleading and false information.
Congressman Tom McClintock on this program had said that that information came specifically from the ICE director. Have you been able to make that direct link?
I believe that the director did, yes, use that number, and it was repeated when Sessions was in Sacramento. He
right.
cited the the ICE director with that number. And of course, our point of contact is the spokesperson for ICE. And again, they simply did not have any evidence to support that, any reports that would sort of show us how they came to that number. And he sort of expressed some frustration at that time. And then, of course, a pretty dramatic move this week by resigning over it.
Apparently telling the Chronicle that he, quote, didn't want to perpetuate misleading facts.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that caught a lot of people by surprise. And just calls into question even more that number that we've heard.
All right, Chris, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Beth.
I'll refer everybody to the website for more fact-checking.
PolitiFact.com/California.
All right, that is Chris Nichols, and there's much more at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Capital Public Radio.